The Changing Supply Chain Strategies of Consumer Goods Manufacturers, a podcast by John Manners-Bell, CEO of TI Insight. There are signs that the inventory management strategies of the major consumer goods manufacturers are starting to change, albeit slowly. One of the key drivers behind the change is the opportunity to sell their products directly to consumers, rather than through wholesalers or retailers. This could provide them with potentially higher margins, and a greater understanding of consumer behaviour and market needs through deeper relationships. However, it also provides a number of challenges. For years, these companies have only shipped in full loads to centralised distribution centres. Now they are having to learn how to pick, pack and ship single items, or at least collaborate with companies that can do this for them. In this respect, many are partnering with the likes of Amazon and Alibaba to help them penetrate new markets, whilst at the same time accessing the necessary logistics and last mile infrastructure to sell direct to consumer. This is an inherently risky step. While selling via retailers and wholesalers mitigated many of the vagaries of cyclical and seasonal demand, the direct to consumer approach leaves manufacturers at the mercy of consumer whim and changing buying patterns. Warehousing and distribution operations will also become more expensive. By morphing into retailers, they are taking on all the associated risks of this business model. In addition to this, they are adding an extra layer of competition in the retail sector, while still expecting the traditional retailers to stock and sell their goods. Enabling near on-demand product availability is a key goal for many retailers in order to compete against Amazon and Alibaba. And this imperative, and how it is achieved, will, of course, feed up the supply chain to the consumer goods manufacturers. This added complexity, where formerly clear supplier-customer relationships are replaced by a confused network of supply chain parties, sometimes cooperating, sometimes competing, and employing a variety of different distribution channels, has the potential to create additional layers of inventory and proliferation. For the time being, however, the importance of these trends to the major consumer goods manufacturers should not be overstated, despite their transformative potential. In terms of present inventory management policies, companies such as Unilever, Procter & Gamble and Kimberly-Clark have focused on driving down inventory levels in their traditional businesses, not least through automation, the use of supplier villages, vendor-managed inventory and consolidation of production and warehousing. For the time being, at least, they are being successful, freeing up large amounts of capital to invest in other parts of their businesses. If you'd like more information on inventory management strategies of key retailers and manufacturers, and thousands of inventory benchmarking data for the retail, automotive, pharmaceutical, chemical, fashion, consumer electronics and high-tech sectors, subscribe to TI's Global Supply Chain Intelligence Portal. For more information, contact Michael Clover at mclover@ti-insight.com.